Welcome and thank you all for standing by. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. This call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect this point. Now let me hand the call over to your host, Gladys Dutrol. You may begin.
Good morning. I hereby call to order the seventh meeting of the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission for the year 2021. It's been more than a year since COVID-19 has changed how we live and work, and we ask everyone to continue to take steps to stay safe and healthy. At this time, I would like to take a roll call of my fellow commissioners who are joining us on the phone. Commissioner Ralph Unora.
Present.
Commissioner John Coleman.
Present.
And Vice Chairman David Sweet.
Present.
Thank you. Quorum is present. At today's meeting, which is open to the public, the Commission will act on various matters. There is no opportunity for the public to address the Commission at this public meeting. We appreciate your patience as we continue to work together in these unique circumstances presented by the pandemic. The PUC office buildings remain closed. The Commission is fully operational with personnel working remotely. The public meeting motions, statements, and audio also will be available on the Commission's COVID-19 webpage later today. So the first matter on this morning's agenda is the approval of the minutes for March 25th, 2021, and I will call upon Commissioner Coleman, who is the editor.
Well, thank you, Chairman. I have reviewed the minutes of the March 25th, 2021 public meeting, and I move they be approved as submitted.
You have heard the motion of Commissioner Coleman. Is there a second?
Sweet, second.
Second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any further edits or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The minutes are approved by a vote of 4-0. And now we will turn it over to our Secretary Rosemary Chiavetta, who will lead us through this morning's agenda.
Good morning, Madam Chairman. Good morning, Commissioners. Your various bureaus and offices have prepared the following agenda for your consideration. Therefore, let us begin on page 1 with matters presented by Director Monahan and the Bureau of Audits. It is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion both items on page 1, beginning with the Universal Service and Energy Conservation Audit of the People's Natural Gas Company Equitable Division, and ending the omnibus with the Management and Operations Audit of Aqua Pennsylvania and the People's Natural Gas Company.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 2 and matters presented by Director Bechtel and the Bureau of Consumer Services, it is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed tentative order in the Universal Service and Energy Conservation Plan of the PECO Energy Company.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Unora, so moved.
Is there a second?
Sweet, second.
Motion by Commissioner Unora, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing no nays, the motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 3 and matters presented by Director Sophie and the Office of Special Assistance, it is recommended in an omnibus motion that the Commission adopt both items on page 3, beginning with the formal complaint of the Bureau of Investigation and Enforcement versus the Rosemont Taxi Cab Company, And continuing the omnibus to include both items on page 4, both items on page 5, all three items on page 6, and ending the omnibus with the single item on page 7, the joint petition of Verizon North and Envoy LLC.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Sweet, second.
Motion by Commissioner Coleman, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 8, and matters presented by Director Diskin and the Bureau of Technical Utility Services. It is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed order in the application of Enterwise Global Technologies, LLC, doing business as C-Power.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
In order to
move. I will second, Madam Chair.
Motion by Commissioner Yanora, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion? I do have a motion to offer, so I will ask Vice Chairman Sweet if he would preside at this time so I can offer my motion.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I apologize in advance if there's a little bit of background noise here. There's some construction activity, but hopefully it will not be distracting. And you are recognized for the purposes of offering the motion.
Thank you very much, Vice Chairman Sweet. So I ask that my motion be spread into the record in its entirety as if I read it in its entirety. Before the Commission is the application of Enterwise Global Technologies to become licensed as an electric generation supplier. In its application, Enterwise details its current business practices, which including operating as a conservation service provider and as an energy management company, which caters to its customers' energy needs through usage management, demand response, and sustainability goals. In its application, Enterwise states that it is not going to market power in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Rather, the company submits that it is seeking an EGS license in order to obtain utility data on behalf of its customers so that it can verify customer performance and demand response programs and assist customers in analyzing their uses and capabilities. In the Commonwealth, electric distribution companies maintain systems containing the account, billing, and usage data for customers within their service territories, i.e. billing and metering service systems. EGSs are provided access to these systems and corresponding information so that they may tailor their products and bills. EGSs may access this information through utilization of an electronic data interchange or via a web portal. While access is available to licensed EGSs, customer privacy protection still maintains paramount importance to the Commission. Consequently, third-party entities not licensed as an EGS are not offered access to EDI or web portals. Further, EGSs as licensed entities must abide by all relevant statutes and regulations and are subject to enforcement actions from the Commission for noncompliance. For example, the Commission's regulations 54.8 detail the standard to be followed by EGSs and EDCs regarding the confidentiality of customer information, while the statute at Section 3301 enables the Commission to levy a civil penalty for noncompliance with any pertinent statute, regulation, or order. I highlight this to note the balance that currently is struck by the policy permitting EGSs to access EDC billing and metering systems while refraining from permitting third-party entities from such access. EGS licensure comes with amongst other things, the benefits of EDC billing and metering system access, while it is measured and enforced by PUC oversight, and the associated responsibilities and obligations and potential enforcement associated with it, with this oversight. The applicant before us today admits that it is only seeking an EGS license in order to obtain utility data on behalf of its customers. As such, the application here represents a case of first impression whereby the applicant proposes to voluntarily obtain EGS licensure in order to support its existing business model, as opposed to avail itself the opportunity to commence traditional marketing, brokering, aggregating, or selling of electricity services. This application is rather timely, given the Commission has now overseen the relative completion of smart meter rollout throughout the Commonwealth. The information realized by smart meters is vast. EGSs, DSPs, and potentially other entities have the potential to leverage this information to the betterment of the public at large. In our first significant step to provide parties access to this data, the Commission directed EDCs to design web portals as a less expensive alternative to a traditional EDI. In our final order approving the design of EDC web portals, the Commission addressed the issue of access. Of importance is that final order we determined that the Commission would not explicitly provide third-party entities not otherwise licensed as an EGS an alternative pathway to access utilities, metering, and billing systems. This leaves us with our current design whereby EGS licensure is required to access a utility billing and metering system through EDI or a web portal. Understanding this current design is necessary to prudently evaluate the instant proceeding. I submit that entities operating like Enterwise can potentially avail themselves access to EGS licensure if they meet the technical and financial standards for licensure. Upon review of this application, I believe that Enterwise likely retains the adequate financial and technical fitness. Continuing, while Enterwise's business model is non-traditional when compared to other EGS applicants, I believe the applicant's business proposal may meet the theme of the statute. The definition of an EGS is provided is as pertinent to an EGS and arranges or markets electricity or related services for sale to end-use customers utilizing the jurisdictional transmission and distribution facilities of an electric distribution company. Here, Enterwise, seeks to support its provision of offering electricity-related services by availing itself access to the billing and metering systems of utilities via EDI and web portals. While not often thought of as traditional distribution facilities, I believe that an electric distribution company's metering and billing system may fall into the nexus of distribution facilities. For these reasons, I believe it is in the public interest to tentatively grant Enterwise's application. Before issuing a final decision on the merits, we will provide an opportunity for interested parties to file comments regarding Enterwise's application within 30 days after the date of publication of the tentative order issued in this matter in the Pennsylvania Bulletin. Reply comments will be due 15 days thereafter. Therefore, I move that, one, the license application of Enterwise Global Technologies, LLC, doing business as C-Power, for approval to offer, render, furnish, or supply electricity or electric generation services is tentatively approved consistent with this motion. Two, the Bureau of Technical Utility Services draft a tentative order consistent with this motion. Three, The Secretary of Bureau shall duly certify the tentative order in this matter and deposit it with the Legislative Reference Bureau for publication in the Pennsylvania Bulletin. 4, within 30 days after the date that the tentative order is published in the Pennsylvania Bulletin, interested parties may file comments concerning the license application of Enterwise Global Technologies, LLC, doing business as C-Power. Reply comments will be due 15 days thereafter. 5, this matter be referred to the Office of Competitive Market Oversight for any further action as may be deemed warranted to modify the Commission's submission of the Electronic Data Exchange Working Group's web portal Working Group Solution Framework for historical interval usage and billing quality interval use final order. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Is there a second to the motion?
Coleman, second.
It has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? I would like to really point out that I will be voting in the negative on this motion. While I believe the applicant's business model is meritorious, an approval here to me stretches the plain language of the statute far beyond our capabilities. The business model is just not within the definition of an EGS as I read those plain words in the Public Utility Code. Is there any other comment? If not, all those voting in favor of the motion will say aye.
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 And as noted, I will be voting in the negative. The motion carries by a vote of 3-1. Is there any objection to using that same vote on final passage? Hearing no objection, the matter is approved as amended by the chair's motion on a final vote of 3-1. Thank you, Madam Chair, and I yield back to you.
Thank you, Vice Chairman Sweet. Turn it back to Rosemary Chiavetta, our secretary.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Continuing on page 8, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion the remaining item on page 8, the application of Gotham Energy, and continue the omnibus to include both items on page 9, ending the omnibus with the application of Optimize Energy, LLC.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
In order, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 10, it is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed order in the application of AT&T Corporation.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Commissioner Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? I would like to put some comments on the record. As you know, in this case, AT&T is proposing to abandon interchange service after years of providing that service to Pennsylvania consumers, largely in response to market changes and consumer preferences. I just wanted to put some comments on the record to commend staff and AT&T for the joint comprehensive effort under our abandonment regulations to ensure that consumers have had reasonable and sufficient telephone and personal notice about this abandonment so that they can choose another provider. This work substantially reduced the number of consumers who might lose service, which is very important to the Commission. Despite multiple notices and outreach before and after our action today, from over 2,000 to approximately 785. So I'm really happy with that reduced number. But for that joint effort under our regulations, the impact of this could have been much larger. So I do want to commend our staff and AT&T. If there's no other comments, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Continuing on page 10, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion the remaining item on page 10, the application of Hercules Energy, LLC, and continuing the omnibus to include both items on page 11, both items on page 12, both items on page 13, and ending the omnibus on page 14 with the quarterly earnings of jurisdictional utilities.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
So moved. I will second, yield and second, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, Vice Chairman. So, motion by Commissioner Coleman, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 15 and matters presented by Chief Counsel Hicks and the Law Bureau, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion both items on page 15, beginning with the emergency order addressing the supplier door-to-door and in-person marketing moratorium, and ending the omnibus on page 16 with the implementation of Act 114 of 2020.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
In order, so moved.
Is there a second?
Sweet, second.
Motion by Commissioner Unora, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 17. And matters presented by Chief ALJ Rainey and the Office of Administrative Law Judge. It is recommended in an omnibus motion that the Commission adopt both ALJ Brady's recommended decision regarding the implementation plan of the Philadelphia Gas Works and ALJ Hoyer's recommended decision regarding the petition of the People's Natural Gas Company.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Coleman second.
I heard. Thank you. Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Coleman. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Madam Chairman and Commissioners, that concludes all agenda items to be considered today.
Thank you very much, Madam Secretary. We do have a few other items, announcements to be made before we adjourn today's meeting. I would like to call upon Commissioner Unora to give us some remarks for Water Week.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Last week, we celebrated Drinking Water Week, which is part of an ongoing effort to increase awareness about the importance of safe drinking water, both across the Commonwealth and nationwide. In recognition of Drinking Water Week, the Commission renews its commitment to working to solve challenges facing public water supply with a focus on protecting treated drinking water from contaminants. We continue to work with customers, regulated water utilities, and our sister agencies to realize the public health goals of the Federal Safe Drinking Water Act of 1974 and the Pennsylvania Safe Drinking Water Act of 1984. The Commission's most recent efforts to achieve these goals include our April 30, 2020 rulemaking, which proposes modernization of Commission regulations to ensure that new utility water providers are qualified, capable of providing safe, adequate, reasonable, and continuous service, and our September 17, 2020 rulemaking, which addresses the replacement of metallic lead service lines. For these efforts, I would like to thank the PUC staff that is dedicated to ensuring safe drinking water throughout the Commonwealth. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Unora. As we know the importance of water, we also, I believe, understand the importance of broadband, especially during this pandemic. So I just want to make a couple of remarks concerning the emergency broadband benefits that's coming under a program established by the FCC. As you know, with COVID-19, this pandemic has shown the important role that affordable broadband plays in education, employment, health, and other purposes, as people are relying on broadband to access the Internet now more than ever. To help, the Federal Communications Commission has established the Emergency Broadband Benefit Program. The program uses $3.2 billion in federal funding to help qualifying households to receive Internet service or equipment to use the Internet if they are eligible. Beginning May 12th, the program will provide eligible households with discounts of up to $50 a month for broadband service. Eligible households also can get a one-time discount of up to $100 on equipment to use the Internet. The program is open to Lifeline subscribers and consumers whose income is at or below 135% of the federal poverty income guidelines or who receive Medicaid, SNAP, SSI, federal housing, or veterans benefits, receive free or reduced price school lunch or breakfast, federal Pell grants, or experience a substantial loss of income since February 29th of 2020. Again, beginning May 12th, the household should contact their broadband providers directly to enroll or visit getemergencybroadband.com. We also would like to acknowledge Asian Pacific American Heritage. This May, as you know, we recognize Asian Pacific American Heritage Month. PUC employees are invited to attend the Commonwealth Multi-Agenal Committee virtual program on Wednesday, May 19th, 2021, from noon to 1. This year's theme is One Community, Diverse Voices. The event will feature keynote speaker, Pennsylvania State Representative Patty Kim, as well as special messages from Governor Wolf and Asian Pacific American community members. So look for information that will be on the PUC's website later today. Now, before we also close, once again, I have to, and I hate doing this because, you know, I hate losing members of the family, but there is a couple of retirements I just want to announce, and we want to make sure that we acknowledge them and thank them for all the hard work, commitment, and dedication that they've had to the PUC over their years. Our first retirement is that of Doreen Trout. Doreen began her career with the Commonwealth right out of high school. She began working for the Department of Public Welfare in 1990. She then transferred to the Public Utility Commission and found a permanent home and enjoyed what she considers to be a family-type atmosphere at the commission, first in the BCS and then in the Secretary's Bureau when she moved there for that position in 1994. Many of us remember Jim McNulty when he came on board as Secretary of the Commission in 1996. She continued on with him, but stayed on when he retired with Rosemary Chiavetta, our current secretary, when she was appointed April 15, 2020, and that family atmosphere continues. Doreen began to take on more complicated and demanding roles with the expansion of the Pennsylvania Right to Know Law, the Confidential Security Information Act, and the mandate of Section 1329 applications, as well as the daily administrative operations of the Secretary's Bureau. So after 37 years of Commonwealth service, and as much as she hates to leave her family in the Secretary's Bureau and the Commission, it's time for her to start her new adventure outside of the workforce. Rosemary Chiavetta, our secretary, is grateful that Doreen agreed to stay on an additional year to get us through the worst of the pandemic and emergency. And I will add my comment to that too, in terms of how grateful we are that she stayed on. On a personal note, these things come to mind about Doreen. She has been a dedicated, hardworking employee. She is a devoted mother of two. She loves the outdoors, watching birds and animals, and will always take the time to rescue and nurse distressed birds and small animals back to health. She finds joy and relaxation in working in her yard and garden. She loves camping and being in nature, and that is something that she will expand upon in retirement with the family and getting off the grid with no cell phones, electricity, or amenities, and just roughing it and taking in the beauty of the land. She enjoys returning back to her roots in Perry County to visit family as much as possible, and she is looking forward to those summer trips to the Delaware beaches. Doreen will be sorely missed by her family in the Secretary's Bureau and the staff throughout the Commission who have come to depend on her expertise and institutional knowledge, and we just want to take this opportunity today to wish her all the best in retirement and many years ahead. Thank you very much, Doreen, for your commitment to the PUC. We also have another staff person that is retiring. And as I always say before, these announcements are always hard for me personally and for the Commission as a whole as we say goodbye to our family members. In many cases, we say goodbye to both a friend and also to years and years of institutional knowledge, as I mentioned about Doreen, and I also will mention about this person, and he is our media specialist, Fred Miles. In the winter of 2009, Fred noticed an ad in a local newspaper for an information writer. Besides writing skills, the ad stopped a person possessing additional experience with video production, photography, video, script development, audio, visual, tech support, and graphic design and web design. Fred considered himself uniquely qualified for this position with his 30 years in the business and job duties that match his skill set perfectly. Before joining the PUC Communications Office, Fred worked for a video production studio and an advertising agency, and he had his own film animation studio that won international awards and recognition for a roster of clients that included MTV, ESPN, ABC Sports, NBC Sports, the Discovery Channel, and the National Basketball Association. During that long, illustrious career, Fred adopted the name and unofficial title of the Cartoon Tycoon. Fred called joining the PUC one of his best career moves. In his almost 11 years with our Office of Communications, Fred says he accomplished some of his best work, not only in the educational videos and graphics for the PUC's utility consumers and the commissioner's videos for various functions, but also for PUC employees' events like holiday observances and Employee Appreciation Day. Although Fred's initial job title was information writer, there were discussions from the start about making use of Fred's talents and skills to increase the Commission's video production capabilities. When Fred joined the PUC in 2010, those capabilities consisted of a Sony Palmcorder video camera and a shaky tripod. The only digital recordings of public meetings and other hearings were audio-only recordings posted on the website. Within a few short years, however, the audio-video capabilities increased dramatically with the creation of a state-of-the-art video production and live streaming control room. Fred played a major role, a major instrumental role in modernizing the Commission's communications technology and communications ability over the past 10-plus years. In addition, he voluntarily delayed his planned retirement to help reinvent how the PUC communicates in a pandemic. Fred's work and legacy will continue to have an impact here for years to come. And I want to highlight a few examples of Fred's contributions that show his incredible versatility. He personally designed the podiums and the multimedia meeting space used by the Commission's Damage Prevention Committee. He served as band leader and chorus director for the Cookie Crunch Choir that played at our holiday party each year and other festive occasions and more solemn ceremonies. He led the Commission's Veterans Committee that planned our annual Veterans Day and Memorial Day observances following public meetings. One of the events most associated with Fred was our annual Employee Appreciation Day ceremony. Fred and the rest of the team set a high bar for themselves and tried and succeeded to top themselves every year. There was an overall theme, a special guest, and videos that Fred produced, you name it, Fred did it. Some of Fred's fondest memories were working with the communications team to bring his and others' ideas to realization with great skill and dedication. He expressed gratitude for that teamwork and love. I have my own fond memories of working with Fred from meeting him during remote work. We had the park next to each other where I could airdrop any video messages for Fred to edit for our employees, which was kind of funny, trying to learn how to airdrop. But I learned, and it was only because of Fred and him showing me how to use this new technology. And we all did it. We did it by socially distance and making sure that we were safe. I also remember many recording sessions with Fred in our hearing room or my office. He was always a pro, but he always seemed to want one more take. And I remember Denise and I always say, one more, Fred, like one more. But he was a perfectionist, and we just appreciated him for that. Fred made many friends at our commission and took the time to engage with so many of our team members and recruit them to help with his videos and other projects. I can say that our doors are always open to Fred, and we wish him a very happy and healthy retirement with his wife, Nancy, and his daughters, Amanda and Lexi. So to Fred, we also say thank you for your hard work, your professionalism, and dedication to the PUC. So if there's nothing else to come before us as commission, we would like to thank you for joining the PUC's public meeting. The public meeting motions, statements, and audio will be available on the commission's COVID-19 webpage later today. So with that, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Sweet.
Motion to adjourn by Commissioner Coleman, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. I'm assuming there's no discussion. So all those in favor of adjourning, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none. We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.